Hey there, gorgeous humans. Welcome back to Depression Diet, Starve the Sadness, Feed the Soul. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's episode is all about feeling good, inside and out. Because who says weight loss can't be a journey of self-love? We're talking mindful eating, ditching those restrictive diets that leave you feeling like a deflated balloon, and rediscovering the joy in nourishing your body with delicious, wholesome fruit. Ever get the feeling like you're just existing rather than truly living? I know I have. So buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to dive into some serious soul food for both your mind and your tummy. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Trying to lose weight can feel like navigating a minefield of confusing information, conflicting advice, and let's be real, sometimes even a little guilt trip thrown in for good measure. But here's the thing. True weight loss is about more than just the number on the scale. It's about feeling empowered, confident, and absolutely radiant in your own skin. And that starts with a shift in mindset. First things first, ditch the diet mentality. Seriously, those restrictive, label-reading, food group-banning regimes are like emotional vampires sucking the joy out of life and leaving you craving pizza at 3 a.m. Instead, embrace mindful eating. Think about it. Savoring every bite, paying attention to your body's hunger cues, and truly appreciating the flavors and textures of your food. It's like turning a simple meal into a mini meditation session, grounding, nourishing, and surprisingly delicious. You know that feeling when you take a bite of something amazing and just close your eyes for a moment? Pure bliss. Mindful eating is all about cultivating that sense of appreciation and connection with your food. Next up, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. It's about prioritizing your well-being in every aspect of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally. Think regular exercise that you actually enjoy, getting enough sleep, managing stress, and nurturing relationships with people who lift you up. When you feel good from the inside out, it radiates outwards. Now, let's talk about those pesky cravings. Ever get hit with a sudden urge for chocolate or ice cream? You know, that feeling like your willpower is melting faster than an ice cube on a summer day. Don't beat yourself up. Instead, try understanding the root of those cravings. Are you stressed, tired, or bored? Sometimes, our bodies are just calling out for comfort and nourishment in ways beyond calories. Try swapping out unhealthy snacks for things that satisfy both your taste buds and your soul. A piece of fruit with some nut butter, a handful of almonds, or even a cup of herbal tea. Remember, this isn't about deprivation or punishment. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle that nourishes both your body and your mind. Think of it as an adventure exploring new recipes, discovering healthy habits that feel good, and celebrating every small victory along the way. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly on these super restrictive diets that left her feeling miserable and exhausted. One day, she decided to ditch the diet mentality and focus on mindful eating. She started paying attention to her body's hunger cues, savoring each bite of food, and choosing nourishing ingredients over processed junk. And guess what? She not only lost weight, but also gained a newfound sense of energy and joy around food. Sarah realized that true health comes from treating your body with respect and kindness, not punishment. So, my beautiful listeners, let's recap. Mindful eating is like giving yourself a high five for every bite you take. Self-care isn't just bubble baths, it's about prioritizing your well-being in every aspect of life. Cravings. Understand them, embrace them, and find healthy swaps that nourish your soul. And remember, this journey is all about celebrating the amazing human being you already are. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try from today's episode? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journeys to feeling good inside and out. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression Diet, Starve the Sadness, Feed the Soul. We've got tons more inspiring conversations coming your way because you deserve to feel amazing every single day. Keep shining, my loves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.